this.
It's the Tom DeLips Podcast. Tom DeLips.
Welcome back to the Tom DeLips Podcast, episode 44. And we've got something really special for you lined up. I'll introduce you to our guest who will be in the mix after we've had a little chat, got to know a little bit more about her. So please welcome Jess Bays.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very, very good. I'm very bored, but you know how it is. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Plodding on. We've got lots to think about, lots of time on our hands. So just keeping busy, making content, as I've seen you are with some of your Instagram posts.
And just having to create festivals in my house, mate.
and other TikToks and stuff.
Yes, and also TikToks using my Babylons. Woo!
love it. So just wanted to have a quick chat with you really and let sort of spin back a little bit of how we know each other. We've not known each other for a really long time, but it was a few years back, I think.
I want to say 4 years.
At ADE. Was it 4 years? It
probably is.
I'll say 3 years. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure we can find out, but I think it's probably 3 or 4 years.
Let's go for three. Yeah. Let's go for three. So, 3rd year anniversaries this year then.
It will be, yeah. And we met at... No, it'll be our 4th year. It will be 4 years in October.
There we go.
Pull up. Cracked it. We met at ADE, I believe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, yeah.
With you and Sam Devine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and outside the Doffer, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I miss ADA so bad. I'd do anything to be in Amsterdam right now.
I know. It's chronic, isn't it?
Riding a bicycle, super drunk, bumping into everybody.
Yeah, chatting.
Oh, it's just the best thing ever.
It's amazing, isn't it, how much you miss socialising.
I think that's going to be... ADA is probably going to be gone as well, isn't it?
I think it will be.
October, in my head, I'm kind of preparing for October to maybe be where we can go into, like, small clubs. I think a lot of people that I've spoken to in the industry are also preparing for, like, small clubs from then, like Q4. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, look, I hope so. It's a sorry state of affairs, really, for our industry as a whole, I think. It's
so
difficult.
Sad.
It is. I've had a lot of conversations about COVID and the current lockdown across a number of different sort of channels with what we've been doing on another podcast that we have called Off the Record, which is a 6:15 podcast. We'll get you on that as a guest at some point, I think.
If you're up for it.
Yeah, I don't like to concentrate too much on it because I find it can become quite negative quite quickly about people.
Particularly, it's very easy to fall down a corona hole, isn't it? Yeah. Very, very easy.
Yeah, so let's stick on the positive. Tell everyone who you are, what you do, what you're about.
So, I am Jess Bays. I am signed to Defective Records agency. I also run Divine Sounds, the record label with Sam Devine and Camilla. And I came into the industry as Sam Devine's tour manager about six years ago. So, I was doing tour managing for 3 or 4 years, just learning behind the scenes of what went on at shows. And it kind of made me fall in love with the music, to be fair. And then I realised, I want to do this. I want to be a DJ now. So, yeah, it was good. It's good. I've had the best time learning from the inside out. I haven't just come in music, like, as a DJ, as most people do. I sort of started from the inside, which is probably the best advice I can give anyone. When anybody ever asks me, like, if you've got any advice for starting, that's my advice, is start from the inside. Like, learn... make contacts through the back end of the business. So now I know how promoters work, how events work. I know to always thank the lighting guy at the end of the night because that's not an easy job. Like I know all of these little tricks. So yeah, it's good. Now I'm learning production. I've got loads of tracks coming out. I'm happy. Real, real good. Lockdown's been good for me. Lockdown's been productive.
Good. Yeah, I've seen some of the stuff. I mean, listen, going back to where you've sort of come from, I think it's great. It's actually a relatively short sort of period of time to go through that transition as well. 6 years. Yeah. That's not a long time for somebody to go
through.
No,
it's not. I've been very lucky. I've moved very, very quickly. But I do strongly believe that is because I've had that music industry connection already. Like people yes. already know who you are and they already respect you because you've worked with them.
I agree. That's 100% got to be part of that success.
Defo.
For me, looking in from the outside at you as an artist, it's also got to have a... I mean, a big part of that success is definitely got to be down to the passion and how hard you work. You are putting the graft. You are putting graft in. For what I see...
I know.
To what you actually must be doing is... there's a lot of work going in.
I think maybe 2018, I probably didn't sleep much, which is probably that was the crunch time year for me when I really took the leap from... Well, I got signed to Defected Agency at the end of 2018. So that was like proper crunch time for me to really come out of my job. It was stressful jumping from the typical normal 9 to 5 as you were and jumping fully into music. I've got nothing but respect for people that do that jump because it's not easy. It's very stressful, especially when your parents and your partners don't think that's a normal job.
It's
music forever.
You must have some support there. I know from speaking to Sam that she's giving you immense support.
Yeah, Sam's been amazing. It's down to Sam that I fell in love with house as it is. I remember seeing her the first time at Defected in Essex at We Are Festival, the very first year they did it. I think it was 2015. I think it was that year. But I actually hated house. I thought it was the worst music in the whole world. Hated it. I was so into dubstep, so into drum and bass. I thought Skrillex and Knife Party were like the best thing since sliced bread. Yeah. All that angry robot music. I thought, this is me. And then I just sort of, Jade, my partner, dragged me into the Defected tent that year and I have never looked back. I don't know, it was just a moment. It just happened to be when Sam was playing, which also is a massive pivotal moment in her career as well, when she did play that set. It really blew her up in London at the time. And I was in the crowd and it made me fall in love with music. And then we just sort of met through the love of social media. And yeah, it was just, I don't really know
fantastic.
How we met, to be fair.
That's great. I must admit, I assumed you'd been friends for quite a long time.
No. So we met purely after that set at We Are Festival. I just was like, obviously just being a fan online and I was going to her shows and obviously she was recognising me at my shows. So we become friends naturally because she's super lovely with her fans as it is.
Yeah.
So, and we just clicked. You know when someone's just, you just know, someone was meant to be, she was meant to be in my life. Like we were made to meet each other. Like it's a fact.
Brilliant.
I'm basically just a mini version of her, literally.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, we started working together. I went to a few of her shows and then she asked me to fully go on tour with her. So then I've become her tour manager, which was like doing everything from like advancing, sorting out like her hotels and stuff, driving her to her shows, looking after her shows. It's not as easy as it sounds. People think that tour managing is an easy job. It's very stressful, especially when things go wrong. For example, the wrong visuals are behind it sounds, guys. It's me.
No.
Not all fun and champagne.
No, 100%. I've seen some of the work that goes in behind the scenes and I've definitely...
But on the flip side, we've been to some amazing countries and done some amazing parties in locations that have been insane. So, yeah, it's the best.
Brilliant. And then you've obviously been into sort of more recently than making tracks. Collaborated with a few different artists over the last year or two. What's your latest release?
My first solo release was called Your Love and it came out on SKT's label Stashed. Did really well. I was buzzing, like my first release. It did well on Spotify. I think it's got like 35,000 streams, which for my first release, which might be a small number to some people, but I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing for that.
No, that's a great number. I mean, I saw you share the Spotify stats and you know what?
Yeah.
You should be proud of anything. It's tough. It's really tough.
You know what? I remember sharing my one at Christmas, last Christmas just gone, when everybody gets their end of year one, and mine's so small. So this coming year, I cannot wait to see what it's going to be because Spotify have been so supportive of what I've been putting out over the last sort of 3 months. So I'm so excited.
It's brilliant. And to get that backing, it's fantastic from such a big platform. You know, when like we spoke just earlier about your latest release with Sammy Porter being featured.
Yeah. Well, we got the front cover of the Biggest House playlist. We got the front cover photo, which is mental.
Amazing.
Like, not even joking. Logging onto Spotify and seeing my face. What? That's like what dreams are made of, especially coming in as sort of an... I class myself still as a new producer, even though I've been producing for like a good year now. But you can never master it. Oh my God, there's so much to learn. I can't even cope with it.
Yeah, it's a big task and you don't...
Oh my goodness. I fully underestimated the beast that is Ableton. Underestimated that.
Yeah.
But I've done courses and stuff, so I've done everything properly.
Yeah.
I wasn't just going to pretend to know what I'm doing. I wanted to actually learn.
100%. Yeah, I think... Yeah. I'd say there's absolutely nothing wrong with people that are creative but get people to guide them into making records and helping them.
I'm so supportive of it. Do you know what? Sometimes it's actually, you could have all the knowledge of how to do things, but if you don't have the ideas in your head of how to create that track, then sometimes that's even worse a position to be in.
Yeah.
So sometimes being the brains is actually the driving force behind creating a track.
Yeah, definitely. And I've, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are huge artists that, I mean, I see this a lot, actually. It's quite an interesting point. A lot of people criticise or are very quick to criticise.
It really annoys me when I see people doing it. Really, really frustrates me.
And I suppose some of that might be fueled by a bit of jealousy and
of course it's jealousy. I see it as well. I do see it a lot on my timelines of people. It's just being bitter.
Yeah.
It's being bitter.
There's no real need for it. There's no real need for the negativity in that in our world, which I see as, you know, being mega creative, but also you need a bit of a business head. Some people don't have every element, right?
So absolutely,
that's where you need the help. So you might have an artist that's out there who is uber creative, uber good at networking, building business relationships, but can't make tunes and sort of goes, you know what? I haven't got time to learn how to make a track. I need somebody to make it for me, but I have the platform to make sure it does well, right? And
absolutely.
Then the other arm, you've got people that are amazing producers, unbelievable.
But they can't mix.
Taking it to the end to master. They can't DJ, and they haven't got the contacts, and they can't get that music out there.
It's
a fine balance, isn't it? And I don't think anyone's in a position to sort of criticise anyone for
honestly, I have to really hold myself back from getting involved in spats online, but I'm just like, just let them be. But I do often see people putting things online about ghost producers and engineers, but I'm all for it. Like, if you need help. Like, do you think Ariana Grande produces and writes and exactly, do you think she does all of that into that track, that album? Like, no,
absolutely not.
You can't do all of these things.
no, and you know, it's very, very rare you come across somebody that can do everything.
And often if they can do it, they're 95 years old because it's taken them their whole life to learn it.
Yeah, or you're Ed Sheeran.
Exactly. Stephen Hawking,
I completely, I'm fully behind that. And you know, that's also something that, I mean, I speak about quite a lot with people, is like mental health and managing that pressure from not only social media, but
God, I know.
Like the gigs, the schedule.
Bad. Yeah.
It's
super hard to... Well, I suffer with mental health myself as it is. I've got borderline personality disorder. So if I don't get enough regular sleep, or if I don't have a regular pattern so I can take like my meds and stay normal as such, then it really does wreak havoc on me. But I've been lucky. I've done a lot of therapies and stuff to get me ready for what can be coming up against in this industry. So whenever I've been trolled, it's not really affected me, but that's only because I've made myself have a thick skin, and Sam has helped me over the years to have a thick skin. But some people, it can be really, really, really detrimental, because people are horrible. People are awful.
Yeah, and it's a shame, really. You know, and I'd like to think
if you've got nothing nice to say, don't say anything. If I don't like something online, I just scroll past it. I'd never think to write on there, go kill yourself, or you need to die. Like, Hannah Wants, for example, she's a real good friend of mine, and some of the abuse that she has got online is, honestly, it is awful. absolutely awful.
It's upsetting, isn't it, to even, I imagine, you know, we get a few comments every now and again, and, you know, I'm the same as you, I'd ignore it. And if I haven't got anything nice to say, I'll just not like a post or not comment on it. And I think that's the best way to be.
You don't know what someone's going through in their life. So it's just, I've got a tattoo on me that it's dominoes, and it's got a butterfly knocking the dominoes down, as in like a domino effect. So it means even the tiniest little thing can create such a domino effect. So even if in a positive way, if you smile at somebody, that can make that person happy, then that person can go on and do something else for somebody. But if you're horrible to somebody, it can again have an even worse effect down the line. So just be nice, man. Just be a nice person.
It's a great message. It's a great message.
It's not hard to be nice.
100% agree. Jess, honestly, we keep it short and sweet. It's a great chat, great little bit of history about yourself. Thanks for mentioning some of the tracks you've got coming up. What can people look out for? Let people know where they can find you, Instagram, Spotify, Facebook, whatever, socials.
Get me on my socials at Jess Bays DJ. Spotify is just Jess Bays. I've got a lot of new records coming soon, and I've actually got a real big collab. I can't even tell you who it's with. It's with a vocalist that I've loved since I was a kid. Comes on the mic. I've just finished an amazing track with a vocalist that I've only ever dreamed of working with since I was young. So I can't wait to release that. So yeah, just keep tuned. Stay tuned, guys.
Thank you. Right, Jess has kindly done a guest mix for us this month, so we're going to get into that.
Enjoy, guys.
The Tom DeLips Podcast.
Anybody, with no one to touch you. 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 Like a dog, like a dog.
Podcast. Tom DeLips. Lips.